During the winter, many Americans who live along the Great Lakes head indoors. Who could blame them? But another season is underway, and it brings an economic bump to an area known as Steelhead Alley. Great Lakes Today's Elizabeth Miller has more.
It's 6 a.m. when trucks and SUVs begin pulling into an empty parking lot in Girard, Pennsylvania, a town outside of Erie with about 3,000 people. They bear license plates from Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Delaware. The group has come for steelhead, also known as rainbow trout. They get ready to wade through the waters of Elk Creek, and Patrick Robinson of Steelhead Alley Outfitters plans the day's strategy.
If we go around this corner to the right, it goes 150, 200 yards and then makes a bend back to the left.
Steelhead Alley is a strip of rivers and tributaries along Lake Erie. It spans Ohio, Pennsylvania, and New York. Each state stocks the non-native fish in 14 creeks and rivers to promote recreational fishing. Steelhead spend the summer in the lake before traveling back to cooler waters in the spring and fall to spawn.
When you think about that fish and how far they travel to get there, and you get the opportunity to catch that fish, it's really a special thing.
Robinson, part-time fishing guide and full-time preacher, started leading trips in 2007. He says most customers are from out of town, even out of state. Today's trip includes Tim O'Neill of Delaware.
Where I live in Delaware, we're very fortunate. We can fish 12 months out of the year, and we do fish 12 months out of the year. And we have a variety of freshwater fish, trout, smallmouth. The one fish that we don't have are steelhead. We have to drive to find steelhead.
O'Neill and his group are on a three-day excursion. They include a couple of friends from Dayton, Ohio, a father and son celebrating a birthday, and a group coordinated by O'Neill, who's in the fly fishing business himself.
It's just cool to catch really big, strong, angry fish in a little waterway like this.
Robinson says his business hosts a couple of hundred groups during the late fall and winter. The season itself is pretty unpredictable. It usually starts in October, but it could end any time from December to April, depending when the rivers freeze up. Robinson says the Great Lakes region is better to fish because he can guarantee a catch for his clients, even compared to the places where steelhead is native.
You go to the Pacific Northwest, and if you catch a few fish, like three fish in a week, it's been a phenomenal trip. Guys up here get kind of spoiled. You know, they'll catch three or four or five fish in a day.
Now, most of the research looking at the economic impact of Steelhead Alley is at least 10 years old. And it's based on survey responses from anglers, asking how much they spend and how much they traveled. But that research presents staggering numbers. By stocking steelhead, millions of dollars are coming back to each state. And it's not just going to guide services like Steelhead Alley Outfitters or fishing retailers like Orvis. Here's Orvis Regional Manager Park Burson.
Outside of just us, it impacts, you know, the hotel and restaurant industry and you know, everything from that to gas stations along the river and lunch shops.
Ohio and Pennsylvania sell thousands of non-resident fishing licenses between October and November, and they still sell hundreds in December and January. It's a welcome boost for the small towns like Girard, where gas stations and restaurants prepare to serve a few extra customers, all aiming to land a steelhead. Here's Robinson.
Once you've hooked the fish, doesn't mean you're necessarily going to land it because they're so strong. So when you hook that, it's literally like, it's hard to even describe. It's just the raw power that you have on the end of your line. That's the moment everybody waits for.
I got a fish. That's the first one of the day.
For Great Lakes Today, I'm Elizabeth Miller.